Dr. Halberdier, do you think planning node on crystal inner C-R-Y-S-T-A-L? Last name E-N-E-R. Birth date 3/14/93, detection 9/27/24. Patient presents workman's comp injury. States that she was lifting boxes at work 2 days ago. It felt a sudden onset of pain in her neck and upper back. Continued to work briefly and with increasing severity of pain at home. Not able to be seen yesterday. Trying to clarify insurance. Seen today with a moderate severe pain described in her upper back and neck, with slight nausea noted with onset of pain. Via symptoms non-contributory, past medical history uneventful, social history, patient is a site coordinator, middle school, which requires usually some light lifting, but not strenuous work. Family history non-contributory, physical exam, general appearance, patient in mild distress, head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat, within normal limits, neck with 2 to 3 plus tenderness, paracervical neck extending to the base of the neck. And down into thoracic spine to a level of T7 with parathoracic tenderness and as well as suprascapular tenderness, 2 plus severity. Patient unable to move neck without moderate pain. Lungs cut ossification percussion, heart rate rhythm, down murmurs gallop, abdomen assault, without again, major tenderness. Skin extremities and little side gadget, all within normal limits. Back is above. X-rays are taken of her neck and thoracic spine. Thoracic spine shows mild apparent scoliosis, and C spine shows flattening of the cervical curvature. Patient was giving Toradol 60 milligrams IM in the office with minimal benefit. Diagnosis neck and upper back strain injury. Patient is given prescriptions for meloxicam, Flexeril, some muscle relaxant, also given Toradol to take initially prior to starting meloxicam to recline at home with moist heat if available, with limited activity and ambulation, placed off work until next week for follow-up, for further evaluation and treatment, advised to return sooner, if not doing better, or if clear is clears, to return for sooner evaluation. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.